At a raucous meeting of the Public Authorities Control Board, attended by a large audience of pro-stadium union members, representatives of Senate Leader Joe Bruno and Speaker Sheldon Silver abstained from voting on the proposed Jet Stadium project. Governor Pataki's representative on the board, State Budget Director John Cape, explained that without a unanimous vote, the project was defeated.
Since there are not three affirmative votes, I deem that the approval was not unanimous and therefore that the project resolution has been defeated.
Earlier in the day, Speaker Silver and Senate Leader Bruno explained why they could not vote for the stadium at this time. In impassioned remarks at a press conference, Speaker Silver said the focus on the West Side Stadium and related development, including a large amount of commercial office space, was competing with efforts to rebuild Lower Manhattan after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Silver said claims by New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg and Governor Pataki that the stadium is essential to winning the 2012 Olympics bid are relentless and hysterical.
The 2012 Summer Olympic Games are being used as a shield to hide another goal, to shift the financial and business capital of the world out of Lower Manhattan and over to the West Side.
The speaker, whose district encompasses the site of the former World Trade Center towers, says he has a moral obligation to make sure that downtown is rebuilt.
Am I supposed to sell out the community I have fought for and represented for more than a quarter of a century? Am I supposed to turn my back on Lower Manhattan as it struggles to recover? For what? A stadium?
Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno also expressed his doubts about the project in remarks before the vote took place. Bruno says he just doesn't have enough information about the project to approve it at this time.
When you're in business, and you've been in business, you know that a deal is not a deal until it's signed, sealed, delivered, stamped, recorded. We have no deal that meets that criteria.
The senator offered up an amendment which would promise to approve a stadium project if the International Olympic Committee picks New York for the site of the 2012 Olympics, but that amendment was rejected by other members of the Public Authorities Control Board. Governor Pataki said he was extraordinarily disappointed in the outcome of the vote. Mayor Mike Bloomberg warned that opponents of the stadium might be called to task by the voters and will have to explain why they are against new jobs, economic opportunity, and growth. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.